Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Spooky Taylor Watch. Wait, I'm not hiding my hands.
Oh.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time.
Oh.
Everybody agrees.
What?
I can't see anything, literally. I can't.
I told you. I cut my eye holes so big, so I can't.
Yeah,
I could.
My eye holes keep getting all over the place.
It's hard. Well, you don't have your glasses in your
in my ear holes.
In your,
I know.
In your ear holes.
I know. I'm on the struggle.
Listen,
bus.
Well, somebody suggested this costume to us, and we loved it. Loved it immediately. Knew we had to be anti-hero ghosts. We are not going to be this for the whole episode.
No, it's there's too hard. Just no way.
It's too hard. But we are the anti-hero ghosts.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh, spooky, spooky. This costume was a lot harder to make than I'm willing to admit.
Yeah, it was just like, well, it's not even hard to make. Well, because you did it by yourself, so that
Which
made it harder
a
for
mistake.
You.
I got
literally just
anxious.
Sitting in these fucking, and these sheets aren't washed either, so they're itchy. Like, it's just not the vibe.
Yeah.
These are not Bull and Branch.
No, these are not Bull and Branch.
Yeah.
These are Target, in fact.
Because
they are authentic to the music video. That's
right. Exactly.
You know, Taylor's a Target girly. So, But yeah, you know, this is we're the monsters on the hill.
Yep.
Whoever suggested this, thank you so much. This is a fun little thing, and I think we look spot on. Gia, you can't see a single thing. Are your eyeballs even?
Can you see my eye holes through my thing?
Your eye holes are on your eyebrows.
Wait, hold on.
My problem is that I keep breathing in, and that the sheet goes into my mouth, and it's almost like I'm being suffocated. Like, that's how I feel. Oh my god.
Oh god.
You lost your hat.
Oh god. Hold on one second, y'all.
This costume, for those who are attempting this at home, you know, just be aware. You can't really breathe. And
yeah, definitely do not. If you wanted to do this for a Halloween costume for maybe like the Eras Tour this weekend, definitely do not.
Oh my god, don't do it.
You will suffocate and die.
Don't wear this at the concert.
No.
Yeah. This is a Halloween exclusive. Maybe just like take a photo in it. And that's pretty much it. Although I do think there are some people, I gotta take my hands out. Although I think there are some people who could make it like, I was thinking like, oh, what if we made it cute and sexy? Like, it could have been, you know, we could have cut off the bottom.
Yeah.
And made it like a short little dress or something.
Yeah,
with, like,
definitely could have made it shorter.
Tights,
you know,
and high,
honestly,
high,
having
like,
my
heels.
Arms out helps a lot.
It is helping me a lot, too. I feel a lot better because I was really, like, struggling. But
that was scary a little.
Whoever it was, it was scary. But I think that was a very sage word of advice, Gia, to not wear this costume if you're going to the concert. It would not be a memorable moment. It would not be a favorite moment of yours if you wanted to do that. And despite, we want only favorite moments, special moments, exciting things. And if you're looking for some of those and you don't already have tickets, we got game time.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Game time.
Always, or as is new to us, our new bestie staying through the rest of the year. Game Time is our presenting sponsor here at Taylor Watch. We love them to death. We love them so much. We obviously, if you guys haven't gone and checked out our vlog from Miami the other day, go ahead and check that out on our YouTube channel. So fun. And Game Time is just the shit. We all know that already. We've been singing their praises. But if you are, you know, Indianapolis is coming up this weekend.
Yep.
Who knows what's in store?
Who knows?
Plenty of surprises.
Let me pull up the Game Time app as we speak.
Oh yeah. Pull up the you try it out today. Pull it up.
Yep.
Check out Indianapolis. Show us a couple of the
I'm seeing
seats.
Some deals up here.
How's Sunday looking? I had so many of those tickets up.
Yeah, let's
I couldn't
look
believe.
At Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing some deals. I'm seeing amazing deals. I'm seeing some good stuff in the 200 sections.
Mm-hmm. Which again
a
is
a lot on the floor.
There really isn't a bad seat in the house. And you know what I wanted to say too that I noticed when we were at our show in Miami? That the people who get obstructed view tickets where it's like kind of behind the stage, which in my head at first I was like, oh my God, who wants to do that? Like whatever. First of all, you can see the entire stadium, you can see every single screen. And now Taylor during the show like goes out of her way to peek around it and like wave at everybody.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
She's it's very
like,
cute.
She's like been doing that. So it's like, I just think that if you are a massive, massive fan and you just are really wanting to go to this concert and you know, there's only a handful of opportunities left, I think that Game Time will be there for you in the same way that they were there for us. And we just want to spread the love, spread the joy.
You
Big
guys
shouts to Game Time.
Shout out to Game Time. You guys know how much we love Game Time. And now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Pick setting at the top of the screen or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Obsessed with that. Major slay. Thank you, as always, to Game Time. We love you so much. I also want to give a little shine to Gia for bringing in a few little decorations.
Yay!
For Halloween, which are so sweet from her own house. Yeah. Who's the angel to your left?
Oh, yeah. This is please introduce a vampire him. Or aubergine. He's a jelly cat. Yeah, he's an eggplant.
Right, he's an eggplant, but
I was going to bring in like all of my stuffed animals, sure. But I figured it was just going to be too much. And I didn't want to forget any because like they're like my prized possessions.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to. Sometimes they have to stay. They have to stay home, not because they don't deserve to be out in the world, but because you risk like something happening.
Yeah,
to
I can't
them.
Risk their safety.
You can't have
I can't.
That.
I can't.
Right, you cannot risk their safety. We're happy to have Mr. What's his name? Aubergine is his
aubergine.
Name.
Aubergine. Well, wait. Him. Well, no, an aubergine is what they call an eggplant in England. Do you know that?
I feel like I did.
You
in
probably
my soul,
did.
But then
yeah.
When you called him by that name, I thought maybe it was like a vampire thing that I missed out on. I was like, did I miss that?
Aubergine would be a good name for a vampire.
It kind of is an awesome name.
Yeah.
Like maybe somebody. Aubergine. Does anybody have a baby on the way? Like yeah. Aubergine.
You can call him Gene.
Obi. I have a friend named Obi. We call Obi.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Jellycats started in London, I think.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they go
sense.
By the British terminology.
Obsessed.
In which case, this is an aubergine.
Aubergine.
Yep.
Well, we love it. And thank you for these little decorations. So fun. So cute. And yes, we're having a good time in our costumes. We'll probably take them off soon, though, because it is hard to breathe.
Any moment now.
I am kind of getting a little. I feel like I'm kind of casual ghost. Do I look casual?
You look so casual.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of freaking out a little bit.
I was freaking out at the beginning when I couldn't settle in to like start the show.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? You do have your
my eyeholes are showing again?
No. Your eyeholes are fine. It's like the string that ties in the back is like stuck in the front. Yeah.
Okay, got
there
it.
There you go. I noticed it before and then I thought it would move and then it didn't. Oh,
I
yeah.
Like
but honestly, these look good, right? I think,
yeah,
I think
they look good. We definitely crushed it. Kelly got these costumes, so she crushed it.
I'm a costume girly. I love the hunt for like the perfect outfit costume.
Oh, me too.
Costume.
Me
like,
too.
You guys know that I'm so obsessed with that. But it's like, this was fun to find and to look through. So.
Recreate.
But Taylor's in the news.
Yep.
For good things, thankfully.
A lot of good things.
A lot of good things. And I'll tell you what, though, Gia, when the truth comes out, it's quiet. It has never been any more real than it is right now.
You're going to have to explain this to me a little bit because I don't really understand what dynamic pricing means.
So dynamic pricing, as far as I can comprehend, and if I'm so off on this, like, let me know. But I'm pretty sure based on when I was like, you know, arguing with Ticketmaster on national news, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
I was kind of looking this stuff up so I didn't sound like a fucking idiot. I did end up kind of sounding stupid, but it was fine. But the dynamic pricing is it will increase in value as time goes on and depending on demand. Yeah.
Okay.
And so like if the concert's getting closer and the demand is high, like they can raise the pricing. And also, you know, generally, it should be like one price to get a ticket for pretty much the whole stadium, and then eventually, like obviously, the floor ends up costing more and whatever. So
right.
There's a lot of back and forth on like, should all tickets cost the same and you get what you get and whatever. Which it sounds like Taylor wanted from the beginning. She said no dynamic pricing, no essentially like no price gouging. I'm not trying to rip off my fans. I want them to be able to get these tickets at affordable prices, and we're not gonna act like, you know, once this tour increases in demand, which everybody knew it was going to, we're not going to then start charging these people, you know, out the ass, which of course did happen in real life because of these real resale sites like Ticketmaster and, you know, I can't stand them. And so they're just, you know, they're garbage. So they announced, Ticketmaster themselves announced, let me read the exact quote. Oh, Face ID not working. Yeah. That's what I keep forgetting. Yeah,
that is the one issue.
Keep
of these
forgetting. Okay, let's see. God, we sent so many things today.
I know. There's so
much. I quote tweeted it. That's right.
When the truth comes out.
Okay. Taylor Swift refused to do dynamic pricing for her Eras Tour. The CEO of concert promoter AEG Presents reveals she had an opportunity to dynamically price her tickets, and she didn't want to do that to her fans. She specifically said no dynamic pricing. She was willing to make that decision and potentially cut into her own income because she was taking a long-term view of her career, which I think is just an exciting thing. Oh, so, you know, of course, the replies are like, please never forgive the Swifties who started a discourse about this back in late 2022, especially those big accounts out there who are constantly fueling hate just to look woke. I love the Swiftie.
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people were coming after her in the beginning.
No, of course
when it just
they were.
Wasn't
they were
her
like,
fault.
She's greedy. She's this. She's that. It was like, what the fuck? You know, it made no sense. It was not her. It's because all of, you know, people forget that the tickets, when they first came out, they didn't even go on sale because people bought them all up. Like the general sale, they were like, they had to cancel it because all of these other tickets were like swiped up somehow.
Like during the pre-sale, right? Like, it was crazy.
It was fucking nuts. And so like so much happened at that time. And I think now it's finally clear to everybody that like, obviously she did nothing. And her people did nothing. It was very much just like the state of concert tickets now. Yeah. And I think
Ticketmaster also just like sets the precedent like for other.
Well, they're monsters.
Yeah, they're obviously. Just awful. And I feel like they just try to get you with their stupid fees and everything.
It's just...
And they just screw people over. And like the way that they set it up with like the pre-sale stuff and all that.
They've got
like there has to be there has mm-hmm. to be a way to do it that's easier, that's like sure of getting rid of these bots that just like sweep up all these tickets in a second.
Right. I know. I feel like they have it figured out in Europe, or at least somebody said they did. I don't know how true that is. I would love maybe like a
Well, I just don't think they have like a Ticketmaster type of company
they don't have,
in Europe,
yeah,
right?
That's what they say. So I don't know. I don't know what exactly, what exactly the deal is over there. Because again, when we did our Paris thing, it was like direct through the stadium. It was a little different. So I don't know. But regardless, Taylor is just as usual. Always is doing the right thing. Has always done the right thing. No matter how many stones people want to throw, and you know, it's just it's out of control. So a little bit of validation for our girl Tay on that front. Meanwhile, she's busy donating, $1 billion or whatever it is to Louisiana food banks.
I think it was 70,000 or 74,000 or something like that.
Right.
It was like a really specific number.
Ton. Yeah, but there was it was like a.
When the truth comes out, it's
75,000. Yes. Yeah. Taylor Swift made a generous donation to a South Louisiana food bank that will enable them. Oh, sorry. That will enable them to provide 75,000 meals to those in need. So we actually don't know the number that she donated, but it equals 75,000 meals for people, which is fucking crazy.
It's amazing.
So, you know, it's just kudos to her.
It's just crazy. She does all these good things and people just still can find ways to talk shit about her.
It's crazy. It's just really, really out of control. Do you want to, you know what's interesting?
What?
Is we were just talking about that Olivia Rodrigo stuff. You sent
Yes.
me this.
I know.
The, I guess she is doing.
Well, hold
explain
on.
Explain this to me, actually, yeah.
Let's talk about that in a second because we have a good DM voicemail about that.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah. Okay, well, all right, we'll save that part for after. Let's see, what else happened, though, at the concerts? Or what's a little bit of backlash
from
the concerts?
There was a fun little interaction between. She claims to not be, she was like, oh, I like Taylor Swift, but I'm not like a huge Swiftie. She was on a flight with Scott Swift, sitting like on a, I think it was Southwest or something like that.
It was
like,
some kind of like, honestly, budget airline, like whatever it was. Right. This girl, she got sniped sitting next to Scott Swift. They're sitting in like the front seat of the plane, basically. And he's yapping. He loves to yap. And so the girl finally made a video and was like, I was a girl sitting next to him. I wasn't even going to make a video. Like, I like Taylor Swift, but I'm not like a massive fan. Like, I'm not like a fangirl, but I did recognize him. Which, can I say one thing? What do you mean you're not a fan? You recognize her dad?
I'm sorry.
But you're not a fan? Just saying.
That doesn't make any sense.
And also she remembered, like, it is exciting and cool. Like, of course it's exciting and cool. I just don't know how.
I just don't feel like a regular person.
Ever, like, none of my friends that aren't Swifties would ever recognize
Taylor
Swift's
totally not.
Dad. Like,
totally
even,
not.
Even my friends who are. Like, I'm thinking about Sarah Beth. Like, she's a big fan. She loves Taylor Swift. She came to the concert with us, loves it. I don't know if she could pick Scott Smith out of a lineup.
I know.
It's like, it's a crazy thing.
I feel like you have to be kind of deep in the lore to
completely.
Know what he looks like.
Completely.
I guess maybe he's kind of been...
He's been around lately,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, around more. I don't really know, but yeah, he just...
But he also is kind of like, I love Scott, but he's a little generic. He, you know, he's like a, he's yeah, just an yeah. old white dude
yeah.
like, with glasses.
Well,
like,
and
he's not-
she was like, I sat down and like, she was like, there was like an elephant in the room. Like, obviously I knew who he was. So like, she like introduced herself and was kind of like, I know who you are.
Right, right, right.
So yeah.
Which I think is smart. What would you do in that scenario? If you sat down
I think
and
I would
Scott
do the same thing.
I think I would
I think
too.
I'd just be like, hi, like, I'm a huge fan of your daughter.
Right.
Like, just wanted to say, like, hi, like, whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just
thank
say
you
thank
for
you
birthing
for,
her.
For being one half.
Thank you for your sperm.
Exactly. Literally. Like, thank you, Scott Swift.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott
no,
Swift
literally.
For that good sperm. But I think the moral of the story and what she said, the video is long. She does describe in detail kind of the stuff they talk about or whatever. But I think the main thing is that Scott Swift is so proud of Taylor.
So proud.
And
oh, my gosh.
Spent the entire flight showing videos of her concert. And
she was like, I didn't ask one question, really. Like, he kind of just went on and on with showing her videos. He was like, this is my favorite moment. This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at this part or whatever. He said you're just like raving about like how proud he was and how much fun it is and all that stuff. So it was really, really nice to hear. Yeah, just especially because I feel like Scott kind of gets not like a bad rep sometimes, but like with that whole email
kind of
stuff.
Like a, yeah, there. I feel like he does kind of get like a
with like the paparazzi thing know. When he like when there was like that tussle with the paparazzi
and then
with the email stuff, like when all of his like really, really old emails came out about like Taylor, like in the beginning of a career, like
right,
people
right,
were like,
right.
oh, he's like super overbearing, whatever.
When she was a kid.
He's just like, he wants the best for his daughter. It's very clear. And he's so proud of her. I mean, like she said, like they talked the entire plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, he just wants, and he is so cute how he gave her a guitar pick. Like he literally
keeps
those
too.
Things.
It's like, yes,
immediately.
I am Swift, and here's a guitar pick. Like,
yep.
So quick
cute.
With it.
Literally
it's
so
cute.
But yeah, that was nice to hear. I was curious if she was going to say like, oh, I wonder if something interesting he said was that he knew Kylie Kelce's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was crazy.
He knew, I don't know what her name
is. Or like someone in Kylie Kelce's family.
Her parents, I think he said.
Yeah, something
like
that.
He worked with her father, so he already knew them. And so, like, he knew of the Kelce's.
He knew of the Kelce's.
They were good people. He's like, oh, that's a good family. Those are good people. So,
yeah.
And he also said, like, Travis has had, like, the biggest impact on Taylor's life and in the, you know, out of all of her boyfriends or whatever. And also, interestingly, he mentioned that they opened their own travel agency to deal with all the travel for all of the like dancers and the crew and everything. They said that they had previously, the reason they did this is because the girl that was talking to him happened to be a travel agent as well.
Oh.
So they brought it up, or she brought that up, and he was like, oh, actually we used a travel agency for a while, but then it turns out that we were paying them more money than it would have been to just open up our own travel agency and, you know, hire people to like book everybody's travel.
Right.
Which I think is really smart.
That's yeah, totally.
Those are the things that you don't think of, right?
No.
Like, that's just like billionaire shit. Like, it's like, oh, it'd be cheaper if we just
do it ourselves.
Just get our own travel agency and book everybody's flights.
That's crazy.
It's like, oh my God. You know, it's who thinks like that? But smart people, rich people think like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting. I would like to have a conversation with Scott Swift one day. Like, I would just be curious about how he and Andrea have navigated being both parents and business people. For Taylor and alongside her and while she's gotten older. I mean, I think that we did get a good glimpse of it during Miss Americana when they were talking about politics, honestly. And I think that was kind of a turning point for her own independence, if I'm being honest. And because, you know, at a certain point in your life, and this is not a knock on anybody's parents, and some people have better relationships with their parents than others, but at a certain point in your life, you do have to start, like, thinking for yourself.
Yeah, totally.
And doing things for yourself, and you might run into moments where you disagree, you know, either personally or professionally or whatever. Like, I would hate to work with my parents.
Oh my God.
Like, I would just hate
it. I would
like,
never be able to work with my parents.
They would be upset to hear that because they, you know. But also, though, I don't think that they would. Like, it's, or I don't think they want to work with me either. Like, it's
No.
There's too much, the power, like, struggles would be off. You know what I mean? Like, trying to see, like, who's important.
I also, it's just like, family and work is very hard to
very
have
hard.
Coincide. And also, all, shit, I literally just lost my thought.
Family, work, power dynamic.
Something about, oh, I
well,
feel
you do
like
work with Fran, I guess, technically.
That's true. I do work with my family.
But
the thing
directly,
is,
though,
but
not
directly. That's what makes it better is that, like, if I work, like, under chicks in the office or something, that would not work. And that would never work. But the fact that, like, we work in the same office is fine. Like, we don't have to worry about.
My dad and my brother work together in the same office.
Yeah.
They don't work, like, directly
in the same, like,
you know,
group or team or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, and I also feel like there's been a lot of celebrities that have had family managers. Like, didn't, like, Beyonce's, like, mom or dad was his manager, her manager for a while? Like,
something.
I feel like there's been a lot of different celebrities that have had family members involved. Yeah, and their families, like, low-key always try to, like, fuck them over or do them dirty in some way or take money from them, whatever. So it's clear, obviously, that Taylor...
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, like, these families just, like, take advantage of their successful kids. And it's evident that that did not happen with Taylor and her parents. And I think that says a lot about the... you know, the boundaries that they must have when it comes to work and family.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that has a little bit to do with that control thing with parents and kids. Because, like I said, at a certain point, like, you have to be independent, you have to be an adult, whatever. Sometimes parents will go through their own struggle in that way and, like, have a hard time acknowledging that their kids are adults now.
Yeah.
And that happens in real life without a business aspect thrown into it. Like, you know, your parent, you have to, every once in a while, you got to strong arm your parents.
Yeah,
and it's like, it sucks. Like, you don't want to have to do that, but you have to be like, hey, I'm old.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, fuck, sorry. You know, like, they realize, you know, it's an odd thing to go through in your life, but everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
And, but imagine being in charge of something as big as your career like this and then having to relinquish that control. Not only are you worried that, like, the business is gonna, you know, something's gonna happen to the business, you're also just worried about your kid.
Yeah,
you're like,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
just the whole time you're just trying to, like, you know, make sure they're safe and okay and taking care of them, and when they're old enough where they can take care of themselves in that way, like Taylor, I mean, she's just a they raised her right though. They raised her right. So not a lot to worry about, I guess, in that sense. But but yeah, Scott Swift.
He's just an angel.
Wondering about that flight, though. Why is he on that
weird flight? A lot of people
were
saying, like, why isn't he flying private? Like, okay, one, everyone gives Taylor shit for flying private all the time. Two,
I wouldn't think he would have to fly private.
I would never think that he would have to fly private. And, like,
he
was first class. Like, he was front row. Like, he wasn't, like, he was in the back of the bus. Like,
right, exactly.
He was just hanging.
What was that plane, though? That's those seats.
I think it was Southwest or something. I swear my life.
Maybe it was, like, the only flight he could get on. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
And, like,
an emergency trip.
I just don't see a world where, like, your parent would have to fly private if they're, like, flying from, like, NOLA to, like, back to Pennsylvania or back to Nashville, wherever he is,
not.
Like, or back to L.A. I don't know where where Scott lives, but, like,
yeah,
it just doesn't make sense to me. He's not going to get, like, bombarded. He's not going to get, like, attacked. Yeah, maybe people might recognize him, but, like, I don't think there's anything unsafe about
definitely
him getting
not.
On a
also he's like he's an older man, like he's a dad, people aren't gonna harass
yeah
he, and
yeah
if
exactly
he does,
he's
it's
a
like,
dad
hey, leave, you know leave I'm a grown man, like you
yeah
know, it's and that maybe is a thing with like pop stars and stuff and honestly you know it happened to like you know Harry Styles and Justin Bieber or whatever, people they get mobbed by fans or whatever, but I feel like adults and like parents and stuff don't get that, they don't get like mobbed like
yeah
that,
yeah
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
I wonder. I'm trying to think of like someone who has
like
a
maybe
kid.
There's that level of respect, you know? Like,
yeah,
like no
like,
one
that's
would
a
ever
mother.
Crowd like Andrea Swift. Like, I would never. I would.
Yeah,
never.
No, never, never. But also, like, they're not the famous one.
True,
like, or
true.
They are famous, but not they.
They're not the star.
They're not the sole fame fame proprietor, I guess.
Right, right.
But yeah, I don't know. And also, the girl on the plane said that, like, the flight attendants recognized him and stuff. So, like, I'm sure the flight attendants, like, were customary towards him, you know, maybe gave him some extra snacks, made sure no one was bothering him, whatever.
Totally.
Like, I'm sure people kind of go out of their way to make sure that he's chilling when they realize, oh, my God, like, Scott Swift is on our flight. Like, You just maybe bring him an extra pack of pretzels.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, slip a little note.
I think they wrote him a note. I think that
it's been a long time coming. Like,
I think the flight attendants wrote him like a little note. Like,
I think they gave him a bracelet
you.
Or something.
Oh
right?
Yeah, yeah. They gave him a bracelet.
I think that girl said that. Yeah,
yeah, that's
really
cute.
Really sweet, nice. But again, yeah. Remember, you know, this girl was clearly respectful and says that she wasn't even going to make the video or whatever. I think that's the energy to have, especially if you're seeing a famous parent. You got to be respectful.
Right.
Got to be respectful. Got to be nice. Got to remember that they're people too. Always. Always have to remember. I think I'm done with the costume.
Okay.
Now, how are you feeling? Are you settling into yours now?
I think I'm settling into mine a little bit. We can take them off.
You know what, though? I'll keep it then. I'll keep it until if you want to bail, you bail. I can settle back in.
No,
just had a moment
we can take them off.
I breathed it in and I felt like I was dying.
We can take them off.
Let's take them off. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's us.
It's me.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
I'll keep this on for now.
Ooh.
I like these sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah, we can do the glasses.
Yeah.
I think it was like...
I literally couldn't breathe under there.
No, I just kept... I kept breathing in. Like, every time I didn't realize I breathe in so heavily.
So deep breaths.
Like choking myself. And also, I've been watching scary movies. It's spooky season.
Oh.
So, a lot of that happens there.
Well, speaking of
anyway,
spooky, unkind, crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking this chick who bought those 500 rooms in like a Motel 6 or wherever it was. I think it was like a hotel or a motel or something.
We talked about this a couple days ago.
Yeah, like
maybe
very
this week,
briefly.
Or last week, I forget. Before NOLA, I think, is when we talked about it, because we saw the stuff coming on about it. And it was like this girl bought up all these hotel rooms so she could sell them back to Swifties at a regular price or whatever. And I think at the time we were hesitant to be like, oh, that's smart. But I think that we were just like, oh, wow, go girl. It clearly was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
Obviously,
they're calling it like the Taylor Fire Fest.
Yeah, I was going to say. Sounds
holiday
like
House Fire Fest.
Yikes. Oh, yeah, that's what she was calling it. She was calling it Holiday
House. Yeah.
I feel bad in one way because it's like, you know that this girl probably just thought she was doing something cool. She's probably just like a bored rich girl wanting like, you know, attention maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
trying
just like
to be nice
like control issues.
Yeah, like weird.
It's just very.
It was a disaster. So I guess there was a Facebook group made that you can go on. We were saying like, how do we even get there? We didn't know. Facebook group made. People were going on. Apparently, like, she had to cancel some of the rooms. People were having to pay these fees.
Yeah, and, like, if you tried to, like, cancel the room, then, like, she said that, like, your ticket was going to be canceled or something like that.
So weird.
It says the organizer claimed that she could only cancel the rooms and would charge individuals a $100 restocking fee to cancel the room. She also requested them to surrender their Eras tickets with the room. Organizer routinely would get upset when people called the hotel directly instead of working with her, but would also respond rudely when people did posts asking for help with room changes. There was no $100 fee to cancel the room per the hotel staff that spoke with individuals. Several events that came out far less than advertised, the $150 breakfast was similar to the continental breakfast provided by the hotel. Oh my God, it's like literally like
what?
Like
dried up
egg.
No.
And like a McDonald's
so basically
fucking
like
biscuit.
Right. Like so she like went down to the thing and like scooped it up and then brought it up to the see. You know, just don't worry about yourself. Mind your business.
I know. In this
sometimes,
case, like,
you know,
I get she's even when her events were sold out, she would get very upset with people sharing other things that were going on in NOLA area that weekend. Like, and she, like, tried to do a signed guitar, and it was just, like, so clearly fake signed.
What?
It's crazy.
People are not okay. Like, and again, I feel bad. I feel bad, you know, maybe there were good intentions at the beginning here, but it sounds like it quickly spiraled out of control.
Yeah,
which
it kind
of
sounds like she just
all
wanted
anticipated
the
to be the girl
clout, yeah,
this.
To be like the savior for everyone, and then it kind of just blew up in her face.
You don't always have to be a savior. You don't have to. You just don't. Sometimes you just don't have to get involved. Sometimes you can just go to the Eras tour, and you don't have to buy a whole hotel full of rooms.
Did we say like that we were like, this is kind of sketchy. Like,
I forget if we did. I know. Or I don't remember. I feel like we made it. I definitely thought it, but I was like actively trying to not talk shit because I was like, oh,
I just don't have enough
Swifties.
Yeah, I just like don't have enough trust in people.
Neither do I. But we're in New York. Like, not in a million fucking years. Facebook group and get and like surrendering my fucking ticket. Like, the number one thing you're told to do is like, don't give away. Like, that sounds like a whole fucking scam. Like, none of that would have been normal.
But like, this girl's taking advantage of like people, like, you know, I will say I do trust other Swifties. If a girl tells me, oh, I'm a Swiftie, I'd be like, oh, like, I trust this girl.
For sure.
But like,
not with a large scale operation like this.
She's just taking advantage of people that are like trying to save a buck. Like, they already spend so much fucking money on these tickets, like whatever, the travel, all this stuff. And then you're really going to try to like scam them.
What's weird about it, and which we did say, is that during, you know, this was the lens it was presented, is that she went to a show in Arizona, and then I guess when the New Orleans dates were announced is when she bought up all the hotel rooms quickly, knowing that it would be so, like, that probably should have been our first red flag.
Yeah.
Like, who's doing that out of the kindness of their heart, really? Like, that's like, I mean, like, again, we love Swifties, but, you know, that's just a crazy thing. Like,
it's
$100,000 to do that. Like, that to me sounds like you're looking for a little ROI. You know what I mean? A little return on investment. Charging people $100 to cancel. And make
it's
some
just
of that
crazy
money.
And like, so, $150 for a continental breakfast
weird.
Is just insane.
Weird. So, I mean, I hope no Taylor Watch listeners got ripped off, or any Swifties, really. I hope everybody, you know, it all worked out. Hope nothing happened to anybody's concert tickets. That would be my main concern. Like, I would, if that girl told me to give me her ticket, or give me my ticket to prove my situation, I'd be like, kick fucking rocks.
Yeah,
like, what
literally.
Are you talking about? Like, sounds like you're just trying to steal my ticket.
Yeah,
creepy.
I really hope no one. Yeah, and then another thing that the girl on TikTok said was that, like, the woman who bought all the rooms didn't have any tickets for the whole weekend, and then all of a sudden she was able to go to all three shows.
Right, of course.
So,
right,
like,
of course.
I wonder if she, like, actually took people's tickets from
there's
like
something
that.
Nefarious happening there, clearly. But yeah, so I just hope everybody got their shit gone.
Yeah, me too.
A little note that I wanted to bring up. Taylor calling Sabrina Pop Princess.
Yeah, that was cute. That's
super
a part
cute
of...
In her Oh, that's a part of the voicemails?
Yeah.
All right, we'll wait.
Keep cuckolding
no,
you
no,
guys.
No, no, no. That's sweet. We want to save the good for the good.
There's.
I forgot. So many people called in with NOLA stuff. Let's see. Before, we'll go into those, actually. But right before we do, let's talk about Travis and New Heights.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, New Heights, as always, fabulous this week. Niecy Nash, our girl, went on to chit-chat with them. Of course, Travis is co-star in Grotesquerie.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just a real one, you know. She's so funny. People are always asking her about Travis and Taylor and is it real and blah, 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 whatever. And she had some words to say, being like, you know, don't ask me. Like, get out of my face. Like, I'm not talking. You know, I'm not somebody who's gonna.
She said that people would like text her and be like, ooh, like, is Travis the killer? Whatever. And then she would respond, and then they'd be like, how's Travis and Taylor? Like, are they dating? Blah blah blah. And she'd be like, nope. Like,
it's,
I,
like,
see,
don't try
right
me
through these people. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Don't try me. And then, and Travis was very appreciative of that. Which I thought was just so sweet. I love Niecy Nash.
Love her. She's the best.
I've always loved her, and I love when she, like, pops up. I think that she's found her. Like, found her niche with this, like, Ryan Murphy, like, you know, she's in these kind of, like, thriller, mystery, murder type stuff. Like, she was also pretty sure. Let me double check before I say Niecy Nash. Do-do-do. Yes, so she was also in the she's in a lot of Ryan Murphy stuff. She was in the Jeffrey Dahmer, like,
monsters thing.
And she's also, I just am rewatching Scream Queens, and she's in that too. And I forgot she was in that too.
Oh,
and
that's
she popped
funny.
Up. She's like a cop, same thing.
Oh,
she's
She's
like a haphazard. She's just so funny. Like, her comedic timing is perfect, and she just cracks me up. But she seems also like a genuinely wonderful person. And we just love her for that. So
yeah,
big shouts to Niecy.
She said that, you know, she was like, oh, Travis, like, really wanted to be, like, taken seriously as an actor, like, all this stuff. And then he walks in on day one of filming with, like, the most absurd mustache. And she was like, oh, my God, he looks so stupid with this mustache. And Travis also was just like, yeah, thank you for, you know, keeping things on the down low, all this stuff. And then he kind of was like, yep, me and Tay are very happy, or like we are like extremely happy or something like that. So
of course
it's always nice to get a little crumb.
We love the crumbs. Yep. We always love the crumbs. We love everything about it.
All right, guys. You know the holiday season is right around the corner. We're on Halloween. Woo! And just before you know it, Thanksgiving's going to come and Christmas is right there, too.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus
right down Santa Claus Lane.
With a bag full of bowling branch.
Hey,
boom, boom.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Hey, hey, hey.
With a bag full of bowling branches
for everyone to play.
Everyone, everyone.
Hey, get those sheets and those bedding. You know that they slay.
And the waffle blanket.
Santa loves to get so cozy every single day
Momo
with bowling branch. Wow, that was amazing.
That was amazing. I knocked my ears off.
Oh, shit, you're going hard in the paint.
I know, I was going hard in the paint. Shout out to Bowling Branch, as always.
We love them so much. We talk about them all the time. You guys know it. After long days of decorating, hosting, celebrating, nothing feels better than a restful night's sleep in the softest, most luxurious sheets. You want to be cozied up when Santa comes. Very luxurious.
Extremely.
Honestly, you can see in like the fabric, it just like has this beautiful shine to it.
It makes the whole place shimmer.
Literally.
Dare I say, makes the whole place shimmer. I told you, I have the pillowcases that have the double B's back to back.
So lovely.
Oh, I love them. They're so chic.
Love them.
Love them.
Their signature sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. These sheets will immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience.
Mm-hmm.
We always say how much we love Bowling Branch. My comforter, my sheets, my pillowcases, your waffle blanket, your sheets, everything we have to sleep with is Bowling Branch. Bowling Branch products are made different so you can sleep better at night. It's the perfect time to give you and your loved ones a better night's sleep with 20% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets. Just use promo code TaylorWatch at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowling Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch. Limited time only. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Woo. They're made different. Bowling Branch is made different this time. But yeah, I feel like that's... That's pretty much all going on.
Shall we draft?
Shall we draft?
Do, 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 do.
God, my crown's in the other room. But you know what? This is our crown today.
Yeah, these are our crowns.
These are our crowns today.
Yeah.
The draft queens hath arrived yet again.
Hello.
We were close as fuck last week. So close.
Yeah.
We missed only on Tyler Lockett, right? He didn't score his touchdown.
Yeah, he's
fucking useless. But everybody else did. Everybody else popped off.
I know.
Fulfilled their duties. So hopefully, we've said this before, but for those who are hesitant to if they hear our parlays or they hear our bets that we create for DraftKings, and you know, usually they're three or four legs, and you know, you make a bet to that you only win on if all of these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as a reminder, you can also bet on them individually, like within the same thing. So
yep.
What I usually do is I'll bet like $5 on each one, and then I'll also bet $5 on the parlay.
Yeah.
And then if some hits, I get a couple bucks here. If one doesn't, at least I didn't lose
exactly.
A lot. Like it kind of works out in that way. And I love doing that. I think it's just it's a good way to cover all your bases.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, to hit your whole parlay is, like I said, we're now 2 for 3 on hitting it all the way.
Yep.
But I don't think that's so bad.
No, I don't think that's bad at all.
Yeah.
I think...
But
you know,
we still hit so many of them in between.
I know.
We always miss by just
one. Well, that's
like
the
one,
yeah. You have that's a great point. Like that's a good thing. Like we all have free will and the choice of options. That's a beautiful thing. Like
yeah.
You can pick one out of our three bets. You could pick all three if you want. You could do the parlay. You could do all three individually. So whatever you guys feel comfortable with doing. And like yeah, like I always toss just like $5. Like
yeah.
It's just, it makes you want to watch the game and it makes you want to like really get into it. So it just makes it way more fun in my opinion.
It makes it way more fun. And I know we've said that multiple times, you know, throughout our tenure with Draft Queens or Draft Kings as the Draft Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true. It gets more and more true every week. So
yep.
I feel like we've got it down to a science now. We're just,
totally.
We're just betting
bet
away.
Betting. And I will say, I have been a draft queen with the Yankees.
Yes, you have. With,
yeah.
With home runs I saw.
Yep. Two games in a row.
Ooh.
did Giancarlo Stanton anytime or OnePlus home run that hit. Oop. And then last night was Torres home run that hit as
he
well.
He was like the first one of the night too, right, for the Yankees?
No, that was Volpe, Anthony Volpe or something his name
that's
is.
Right. I thought Volpe was the one that, well, he did too. He like closed it out as well, right? Is he the one that got all the ones at the end?
No, that was Torres. Torres had a home run at the end, and so did Austin Wells.
I thought Volpe was the one that got the grand slam. Okay. Oh,
yeah,
so,
that
okay,
was Volpe.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I looked, last I looked, he got the grand slam, and then it went up to, look at us right now.
I know. We're the draft queens. Sports talk. Come on.
We can't help it. But no, I did see. I saw the grand slam. It brought it up to 5. And I was like, woo. And then when I checked the score later, it was like 11.
Yeah,
I
know.
Like, oh, I watched a movie and I missed the end.
Literally praying that the Yankees win. Praying.
I'm excited too. Well, yeah, you got Boo once.
I got
Boo's
Boo.
A big Yankee
he
fan.
Gets, and he gets so sad
like
when
the
they lose.
Too.
Like, he gets so sad. So I'm like, please, Aaron Judge, like, don't make my boyfriend sad.
Get your head out of your ass, Aaron
yeah,
Judge. That's what
literally.
Everybody's been saying. Anyway, so yes, draft queens via DraftKings is available for all sports, but of course we do the NFL because it's Taylor related. But if you are paying attention to the World Series at all, there are plenty of options for you there.
Yeah.
We both are rooting for the Yankees, so, and they play again. Well,
tonight,
by the time
right?
you hear this, we might be either we're good or we're bad. Should
yeah,
we do a,
true.
Should we do a tiny little extra bet on the Yankees on the side, like a little just for the Yankees to win?
Oh, like Yankees money line tonight?
Yeah, we're just talking about it.
I don't know if you can do a parlay of different sports.
Oh, no, not a parlay.
Oh,
just separately.
Oh, just, yeah.
If you want to, you know.
Okay, yeah, we're all going to throw five bucks
we're
on
throwing
Yankees
five bucks.
Money line.
So think about us, whether they win or lose.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so we'll get back to the NFL. This week, Gia had the fabulous idea of doing Taylor...
Adjacent names. Yeah.
Which I love. And it's so funny, the first person you brought up... my dad, last week when I sent him, I always send my dad our parlays because he loves to do them. And he usually is liking them. He usually thinks they're pretty good and he bets money on them and everything. And but he said, you guys have to add this one guy to your parlay because he's doing great. And, you know, he sounds like a Taylor.
Yeah.
And I said, ooh, our parlay is done. We already put it in, but we'll save it for next week. And I walked in and you already had it on the list. And so it was fabulous. So that to me is good vibes. So please, Gia, if you wouldn't mind explaining.
So we are going, like Kelly said, the Taylor parlay here, plus a little extra. So first is Taysom Hill anytime touchdown.
Taysom Hill.
he is plus 220. So if you guys remember, plus means a little bit more unlikely. Minus means more likely. It's just kind of the opposite of what you think it means. Mm-hmm. So that kind of means that Taysom is a little more unlikely to score, but that means higher odds, which means more money,
bigger payout.
It hits, which will be great.
And something to note, he plays for the Saints.
Yes.
And Taylor has blessed that stadium.
And yes,
has
she has
those Saints. So I think that we're here to see how far her Tay Voodoo is going, which then leads us to a second aspect to this, which is the Saints money line.
Yep.
Because again, we're just trying to see how far that voodoo travels.
Yep.
After all those movements, we're just trying to prepare ourselves for the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And we just want to see what's going
on. There was a lot of magic casted in that stadium over this weekend. So yeah, there's definitely going to be some magic happening on the field for the Saints. I can feel it.
Woo!
And then last but not least, just like Kelly said, we are taking Jonathan Taylor anytime
touchdown.
This is
the man touchdown. My dad
said. Mm-hmm. This is the man that has been hot in the streets. Everyone's talking about him. I went up to the some of the boys today and I said, what are some good Taylor named players? They all instantly said Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, Jonathan Taylor. Everybody's talking about him. Indianapolis Colts, which is good because that's where her show is this weekend.
Yep. And, you know, now that I'm looking at DraftKings, the line is not out yet.
Ooh.
But that is okay because
we're recording a little early.
We are recording early, but we will add in the line once it is added. I'll put in a little tidbit in the bio if you guys are looking for the line for Jonathan Taylor. But then also DraftKings will have the line probably any moment. By the time
this episode,
the line will be on.
They definitely
will. If I had to guess, I'm going to guess it's like minus
140.
Yeah, I was thinking 150 or something like that.
That's a guess.
I think it's going to have a little
bit
more.
They're away, too, obviously. Remember, the Colts are away if you care about those things because Taylor's playing at their stadium.
Oh,
right. So, Caesar Superdome. No, that's Saints.
Saints.
That's where all the Tay Voodoo is.
I don't know where the Colts play.
I don't know either. Although I feel like we should know because.
Oh, isn't it like Lucas Oil? Yeah, Lucas Oil Stadium.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So Taylor will be in Indianapolis sending some good vibes to the Colts over wherever they are.
Yes.
I forget. Who are they playing?
San Francisco, maybe?
They are playing the Bills, Buffalo Bills.
Oh, so they'll be in New York.
Wait.
Now you're in New York.
It says...
These streets
wait,
will make
I'm
you
confused.
Feel brand new.
Oh, no. It's at... Vikings. Minnesota, sorry.
Oh. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Just a little switch up in the song. That's fabulous. The Vikings are good.
Are they?
they are.
Well, Jonathan Taylor is better.
Jonathan Taylor is better, and I think
and he's
that
like their most used scorer. So.
Everyone is talking about him. It's all I've heard about. And now, like I said, my dad brought it up last week. Unprompted, and that just feels like, you know, we've been hearing his name. And this man's
there's some energy in the air.
There's some good energy in the air. So thank you, as always, to DraftKings for trusting us with this Draft Queens segment. We love being the Draft
Queens.
Love you guys. And shall we get into any questions?
Let's jump into it.
Anything else to say about DraftKings? Anything a little more?
Yes,
formal?
We actually do have a little bit something more formal say about DraftKings.
Just a little bit of you know.
And you know, if you've ever wanted to bet on sports and wondered how to get started, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is making easier than ever. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select a sport like NFL, select an option like TD scores, like we're doing with Jonathan Taylor, Taysom Hill.
Yes.
Pick who you think will score and place your bet. It's that simple. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings.
Woohoo! Fabulous. So, all right, let us get into voicemails.
Let's get into it.
Let's get excited. Let's get it started. Hey, let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it. Okay. Wow. So
long-awaited Sabrina Carpenter / Olivia Rodrigo question that I have been making avoid talking about.
Oh, yes. which I kept forgetting because I don't know voicemails.
I am just getting ready for bed and saw that Taylor... 2 hours ago posted on Instagram her Noah, thank you, I had a great weekend, you know, cryptic post. And like half the thing is about how Sabrina Carpenter is so fucking great. And like, yeah, she is. Everyone loves her. We love her. But it's like she just went on and on about how great Sabrina is. And for some reason, it made me think like it was a dig at Olivia Rodrigo after the episode you guys were just talking about. How like what the hell happened with Olivia and Taylor, you know? And I just saw that post and I couldn't help but think, like, oh, are you like rubbing salt in the wound, Taylor? Like, what is going on? Okay, well, gotta get the kids to bed. Thank you. Love you guys. Going to Indy this weekend.
Yay!
It's gonna be great. Can't wait.
So exciting. Love you, Queen.
Have so much fun.
Yes.
Oh, get those kiddies to bed. that's cute. I love when the moms call me, like, so my kids are in the other room.
No,
I'm sorry.
I have to whisper,
cracks me up.
Yeah.
Two thoughts. One, I kind of love this is the bitchy side of me, okay? Mm-hmm. That I don't always let out on Taylor Watch.
Oh,
because
okay.
I know because we love the girls, we're for the girls, the swimmies, whatever. But I kind of would love if it was like a petty like dick.
I
don't think it is.
Yeah.
That's not how she operates. However, it is funny that like, you know, all this drama's happening and Sabrina's got Olivia's got the Guts Tour movie coming out and she's avoiding questions about the Eras Tour and Taylor and kind of side skirting them or whatever. And then to just be like, all right, well, I guess I'll just, I love my other Tay daughter more.
Yeah.
And I'll just
praise
her for 25 minutes in an Instagram caption. I kind of like it. But ultimately, who knows?
We
don't know.
When I read it, I did think, I was like, oh, this is a very complimentary towards Sabrina. Like,
totally.
Interesting.
And just interesting timing.
Interesting
too.
Timing, yeah. But I do not think there is a world where Taylor did this intentionally.
She's not mean.
She's not, and she's not beefing with a fucking 22-year-old girl. Like,
no,
that's
no,
just
no.
like, at her age, like, that's just, like, very immature to
totally.
Be doing that, and especially, like, pitting her against Sabrina. Like,
totally.
That wouldn't be fair at all to say, like, that Taylor's praise of Sabrina is only coming based off her beef with Olivia. Like, Sabrina deserves the praise just alone, even if there was nothing going on. Like,
absolutely.
She's so talented, whatever.
There's enough room at the top.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's interesting, just with what we were going to talk about earlier, the credits or whatever it was for the Guts live tour on Netflix. People pointed out that under Deja Vu, Taylor was credited alongside Jack Antonoff, and then there was an extra added sentence that
It says, you know, we all, right, like you said, we all knew that she retroactively put back in Deja Vu, written by Olivia Rodrigo, Daniel, how do you say his last name?
Who's Daniel?
Daniel, her, like, the guy she works with all the time. I just don't know how to say his last name, and I don't even want to try.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a
dicey.
It's just a dicey last name. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it. So Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff, and Annie Clark, all also there. A bunch of people, whatever. Sony, blah blah blah. Then it also says this composition embodies portions of "Cruel Summer," written by Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff, and Annie Clark, published by Taylor Swift Music, Sony Tree Publishing, Ducky Danath Music, Sony Songs, Hypnosis Music, and Nail Polish Manifesto Music. No idea what any of that means, apart from the Taylor Swift stuff, obviously, but...
did you read the part where it was like they were not in the room or something?
Oh, no, I'm not seeing that. No, that's not on here, is it?
Am I stupid? Oh, okay, I was confused, sorry, no. But I think that means... This composition embodies portions of "Cruel Summer" by Taylor Swift, like, that means, like...
Oh, no, it was
they
sampled.
They were not in the writing room for that. So people were like, oh, like, that's interesting that she, like, kind of wanted to... that. They added that to kind of point out, like, Taylor was not, had nothing to do actually with the writing of Deja Vu. They just interpolated it.
Right. The composition.
Right. Yeah.
You know, versus like not the lyrics or anything. So right. I think, right. Because it does, excuse me. Oh my God. I'm so sorry for coughing right in the microphone. It does at the beginning, written by Olivia, Daniel, Taylor, Jack, and Annie. It does sound a little bit like Taylor had to do with the writing, but if they're only using music, it understands with the composition part of things.
Yeah.
But again, like, this to me says everything about just their music groups. It's UMG. The parent company of Olivia Rodrigo's labels, Geffen and Interscope, is UMG. Both labels operate under the Interscope Geffen A&M umbrella with UMG. And that's that. And so Olivia, I think right now is like, she must be stuck in legal battles between her team and her own parent company. And they probably have like a, they're just like, you know, keep her name out of your mouth, you know? And I imagine that's very difficult for Olivia for sure, just because it's created this big narrative that there's beef when I'm sure there actually isn't beef between these two women. And I just don't really know. I don't know how to help her. I don't know what to do there.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
It just doesn't really make any sense. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to read like some of the stuff that people are saying on Twitter, and it's just like,
no one knows what they're talking about. Twitter. That's also tough.
It just seems like people are just like, yeah, like she deserved. Like, it was Olivia who said it in like interviews, like that. You know, she was inspired by "Cruel Summer," or whatever. So like, yeah. Oh, it says, to this day, the dumbest part about this is they're both under the same parent label, and UMG likely made Liv's team add the credits because she did several video interviews explaining how she took direct inspiration from UMG's biggest artist, but y'all still want to villainize Tay.
I know, it's so annoying. I wish that Taylor could just leave UMG. Like, I keep saying that. Like, yeah. UMG to me is like, I don't know, sometimes there's these big labels like this have so many rules, and I know that they're, you know, well-oiled machines, and they work, and they and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I just like, I would love for Taylor just to have her own outfit,
yeah,
you know, and like bring all this stuff over to it. And I'm sure it's impossible. And it's probably too big to do.
Yeah,
know?
It's too much.
She
would have to literally start a whole fucking like label with a bunch of employees, right, and all this stuff.
Right.
And
she'd have to take people,
get a CEO, and
totally.
Yeah.
It'd be a massive, massive undertaking. But yeah. I do. Like, things like this come up where it looks like there's beef between Olivia and Taylor, like I just said. And, you know, ultimately it has to do with these agencies.
Yeah. Someone said, you just can't go on video and talk about how you took direct inspo while being under the same label as that label's biggest artist without the label making you give credits. Like, it's not some giant conspiracy. It's just how interpolation works.
For sure. But so. I also think, too, it's not like Olivia is trying to, like, you know, profit off of Taylor Swift. Like,
no,
she's very
no,
open
totally
about,
not.
Like, being a huge fan, being inspired by her music, having her music inspire some of her own music. Like, it's not like it's some big secret that she's trying to pull a wool over somebody's eyes. You know what I mean? Like, she just is a fan. And so, yeah, I don't know. But I feel bad about the whole situation. But it is kind of funny seeing that waxing poetic while all this shit's going on.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what's going on there, generally speaking. But I do think that...
I just want these freaking girls to work it out on the
remix.
Please. I love Olivia Rodrigo. I love Taylor. I love Sabrina. Same. Like, and obviously, like, I think even bringing up the Sabrina Olivia beef in a way is like
makes it worse
totally, for sure. And like,
totally,
we
totally agree.
we're
part of the problem.
Yeah, we're part of the problem. We talk about it, but like, it's hard not to talk about it when, you know, there is this weird thing going on with them, like just with Sabrina opening for Taylor and all this stuff,
right,
and blah blah, and they're also, or I guess their storylines, their music careers are so intertwined at this point that it's hard not to talk about one without talking about the other.
Totally.
And yeah, I dream of a world where these women can come together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
That reminds me of something that I don't think we brought up the other day, or if we did, I'm going to repeat it. Stevie Nicks gave an interview recently to who, Variety or Rolling Stone?
Rolling Stone, I think.
Big interview.
Yeah.
And in that interview, she was spilling all kinds of tea, which was so funny. And like, I just love her. But she did say a thing about Katy Perry, where Katy Perry had been explaining, you know, aggressive stan Twitter and fans or whatever online to Stevie. And she was like, oh, my God, like, what a nightmare. And Katy was like, yeah, it kind of sucks. And then she said, like, well, who are your rivals? Asked Stevie Nicks this question. And Stevie Nicks, in her own words, said, like, and I gave her a scathing look, and I said, I don't have rivals, I have friends. Like, these people in this industry, these women in this industry that have worked with me and come up with me, like, they're my friends, we work together.
Yeah.
And you know, gagged, obviously.
She
Katy
gagged
Perry.
Her so hard, she goes, get off the internet and you won't have rivals either. Crazy.
Ooh.
I mean, but that's so
but
true.
It's so true. Like,
because
it completely applies to this.
Pitting these women against each
Absolutely.
Other. Like,
always.
There's no reason for any artist to have rivals. Mm-mm. Like, there is room for everybody. Pop music, R&B music, like every type of music. Like, people are going to have stuff that sounds similar. People are going to have the same aesthetics.
There's
the
only
same...
so many notes.
Exactly. No, that's what Ed Sheeran said. Like,
I know,
when he was in
yeah.
trouble, he was like, there's literally only so many notes
oh,
in the
right,
music.
Oh, right.
Like,
what was it? Marvin Gaye's
like,
Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
Apparently, they sue all the time, though. The Marvin Gaye household whatever. They're always trying to get their coin for no reason.
It's just silly. Like, at this point, we're how many years on earth, like, music was invented? How many fucking bajillion years ago? Like, there are going to be songs that sound similar. People are going to have similar things with their music. Like, that's just inevitable. Yeah, it's just the pitting against women that is just so fucking annoying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
so,
I think
I don't think that this the Instagram caption or anything had anything to do with anything drama
again,
related.
Taylor's not like that. She's not a drama queen, and she's not mean. She's not a mean girl. Like, she's just not. She would never, like, intentionally try to hurt
and I think
a little girl's feelings. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like,
in
like,
comparison, she's a little girl.
Yeah, yeah. Like, bringing one person down to lift up another one is just not the way that Miss Swift functions.
Absolutely not. But I do think that it sucks that, like, I think it sucks for both Sabrina and Olivia, maybe more Sabrina in these instances, because it's like, God, if I'm Sabrina, I'm like, can you stop talking about me and Olivia at the same fucking time?
Totally.
It's like, forever, the driver's license thing. You know, they have their own beef.
Yeah.
They're writing songs back and forth with each other.
They're both
Tay daughters.
I'm a slut.
Yep.
I got death that's filling up semi-trucks. Tell me who I am, because I don't have a choice. All because I liked a boy. Literally.
So good. Yeah. And all of this for what? Literally.
When everything went down, we were already broken up. Isn't that
so
crazy?
So crazy. Like, so crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, Sabrina, like, if I'm Sabrina, I have a voodoo doll of Olivia Rodrigo. No bullshit. Like, that's just that's the kind of bitch I am. And I just would be so sick of hearing us put in the same sentence for one reason or another. And I think that this reason is one of the dumbest. I think that it's like, Taylor, you know, works with new, talented, upcoming artists, a lot of female artists. Yeah, and we love that. And anything, it shouldn't be an issue.
Like, after the whole shit went down with that love, like Josh Bassett, Love Triangle, whatever, like
Josh
Sabrina's
Bassett.
Career.
What about him, by the way?
Yeah,
where's
like,
he at?
He's preaching, like, he's like, he literally is like a second coming of Christ.
Yeah, yeah. He's
a he got weird. I feel like that hurt Sabrina's career so much. Mm-hmm. It skyrocketed Olivia's, killed Sabrina's career. Mm-hmm. So, like,
at the time,
Taylor, like, mm-hmm. really, like, did her such a favor because
total,
at the time,
total resurgence,
yeah, like,
right.
Total resurgence because mm-hmm. I feel like she was really getting so much fucking hate for literally no reason.
For no reason, too. And like, it sucks when something like that changes the perception of you publicly, when to the point where like, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing, people are just primed to hate you already. Like Sabrina, it's not like Sabrina ever got any less talented or cool or funny or smart or lyrically talented. She just, you know, fell off for a minute there because everyone thought she was like a homewrecking slut, literally.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Very, very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
But she deserves the praise that she got in that
yep.
Instagram caption.
Totally. Mm-hmm. 1,000%. She is a pop mm-hmm. princess. The pop princess.
She's the pop princess. Yep.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. This is Kristen from Texas.
Hey, Kristen.
And I have to admit, you might have seen my post clowning on Friday. Well, after she came out on Friday's show in New Orleans, clowning for a So High School Music video for Titans Day on Sunday. Because the yellow is hinting at something. And I know you ladies... I know, you, Kelly, you said you weren't going to clown anymore, and I was right there with you. But the clowning is so much fun. So
I know.
I just thought it was really fun, and I put together a little picture that showed that both Taylor and Travis's high schools had black and yellow as their school colors,
yes,
and then just
right.
all the yellow she's been wearing. So I would love for her to do a So High School Music video and have a little Travis cameo. I just think it would be super cute. But I wanted to ask you ladies, what Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department song would you want her
Ooh.
To do a music video for next?
Ooh.
The other one that I think would be just so cute would be But Daddy I Love Him, and to have it
the visuals with that
in,
visuals
with her riding away in the car with Travis, with just, you know, top down.
Cute.
I'm here for it. Anyway, love you, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Queen.
Thanks so much. I first of all love that question.
Yeah, there's nothing, honestly. Well, I guess if I had a choice to pick, I would want I Think I Hate It Here, just because
yeah.
I feel like that would could be such a cool music video.
I think it'd be so beautiful.
But if it's going to be like one of like the more well-known songs, like more of the singles, whatever,
mm-hmm.
I want So High School so bad.
So High School would be like...
Like it, I can already
would,
picture
be,
the music video in my
right,
head.
Like it would be an iconic music video.
Yeah.
You know what it would probably remind me of? And in the same vein... is Thank You Next with Ariana Grande. You know how she kind of picked on like nostalgic like Mean Girls and 13 Going on 30
yeah.
and Legally Blonde and whatever, like all those like poppy like
yeah.
fun movies at the time. I feel like Taylor, if she was doing So High School, could do a similar thing, like
yeah.
almost like parody the other like high school,
well,
like you know,
Cher Horowitz and her Plaid outfit.
Exactly.
People always make those two comparisons.
Exactly, Clueless. And what's the one that with Heath Ledger and Something I Hate About You, or
10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About
yeah.
You, like all these like classic high school movies. Which, to be honest, Taylor does kind of do that. Like she did
yeah.
it in You Belong With Me music video.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I feel like she does kind of like that imagery, generally speaking. And you know, if she's got, you know, a debut on the horizon, maybe she's feeling out a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So High School kind of fits in with
yeah.
that like energy vibe, whatever. So I do like the idea of that. The I Hate It Here music video, in my head, maybe because I already have an existing like feeling for it, it could potentially look like the Cardigan music video, where it's like, I hate it here, so I'll go to Secret Gardens
yeah,
in my
I get
mind,
that.
Where she like crawls on the piano.
Yeah,
and
totally,
in, like,
get, that.
Forest
totally
or whatever.
Get that.
So I'm thinking, I don't know. You know what I really actually would love as a music video is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Because I think that could be a fun, cool, spooky music
Ooh,
video.
Oh, so cool.
Where she's like a witch and she's literally flying through the air. Like the
yeah,
she
yeah.
spells out, I leap from the gallows and I levitate down your street, crash the party like a record scratch as I scream. Who's afraid? Like, she could literally do that whole
scene.
And
I love, like, on the tour when they, like, change her eyes, like, all white. Like, they could do something like that, like, totally. In the music video, too. Would be sick.
Totally. So I think that's what comes to mind at first.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, fun.
There's so many that could be good.
So many. All of them. You know, all of them. I want music videos for everything.
Yeah. Down Bad could be such a good
Down
music
bad
video,
would be
too.
Beautiful.
Like, she gets abducted.
Totally. Which, that one, people were clowning hard for a Down Bad video when all of her outfits for the VMAs, et cetera,
people
were
saying,
all
down
like,
bad. Down Bad single. Like, they thought Down Bad was going to be the next single.
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay, I don't remember. I don't think this one is a question.
Oh.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm calling you from my car because I literally just left New Orleans night two, where a lot of shit happened.
Oh, God.
It's amazing. I needed to report on it as soon as I left.
This is
talk
amazing.
About it with you two. Oh, my gosh. I guess really the most shocking thing was Sabrina coming out.
Of course.
I mean, obviously all of us want to get tickets to her concert and can't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from Taylor calling her to then bringing her out on stage and singing Please, Please, Please.
So good.
Espresso. Oh, my. I just, yeah. So I'm a hot mess. And my voice is a little hoarse from screaming so much. And then, honestly, Hits Different and Welcome to New York, I enjoyed that. And then the other, I think, on the cake for me was when she did the touchdown, When He Never Thinks of Me, except when I'm on TV. Yep. So, anyway, would love your thoughts and just for you to chit-chat about it, if you haven't already, because maybe you already have, on the Tuesday episode. But it was amazing. The energy was epic. Thanks. Love watching your episodes. Bye.
Love you, queen.
Oh, my God, Sarah. Thank you
awesome.
For calling.
She's like, I'm literally in the car. This concert just ended.
I want that, like, moving forward. I want phone calls, like, directly from the car. Boots on the ground,
I want phone calls
at the
as
you're walking
stadium.
Out of the turnstile.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm walking out of the turnstile, and I just have to tell you.
As she does the surprise song, I want you to call us.
Leave us a voicemail with the surprise song in the background. That would be fucking sick, honestly.
That would be crazy.
But, wow, that is so fun. And, like, and I know exactly, or we both know exactly how she feels. Like, I'm tearing up a little bit at that voicemail, just because it's, like, that feeling when it's over, when you're like, wow, holy shit, I can't believe we just, like, experienced this.
Yeah.
I can't believe all the things that just happened. And the Sabrina stuff, she's right. We wanted to go to Sabrina. I don't know if I couldn't when she was in town because I was out of town. And then I was going to go in Philly and the tickets were kind of whatever and it just didn't really make sense. And I am really upset to have not been able to go. Like, I think that
everyone
says it's a great show.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I still really want to see if I could do the London if she does
that. Oh, right. That's right.
That,
oh, yeah. Do we figure out dates on that?
No,
I
have to figure that out. But
we'll look at the dates because I am 100% down to go. I just have to make sure I don't have I've had three things right around that time now that I'm worried about. But anyway,
I'm just so happy for the people that went to NOLA, and I'm excited for the people for Indianapolis. Like, it really seems they had so much fun, and even the comments and stuff, we posted a clip yesterday of us talking about how NOLA's energy was off the charts and all this stuff, and everyone was commenting about how fun it was, how amazing it was, and then of course people were like, yeah, Miami fucking sucks, so.
Right, of course.
It was funny. It's funny to see, the contrast of the different cities and stuff, but I'm very happy that, NOLA went off without a hitch. It seems like everyone really enjoyed themselves.
They deserve it. They deserve a good weekend. Indy deserves a good weekend. Everybody does. Every city, every show deserves to be fabulous, and everybody deserves to have just as good of a time as the rest of us. But that might have been my favorite voicemail in a while, just because I like that. I like hearing that excitement right afterwards. That's really fun. Oh, thank you for calling. That was really, that's a good time.
Very, very good. Yeah, thank you for calling, especially right after the concert.
So fun. Again, we highly encourage that.
Yeah.
Highly encourage.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, let's jump into DMs.
Fabulous.
This is a DM that we actually just got yesterday. Hi, Kelly and Gia. I am a NOLA Swiftie who listens every week. I did not have tickets to the NOLA shows, but was able to score tickets minutes before the Friday show with Game Time.
Oh, my God.
We made it just in time to see Gracie. I can't thank you guys enough for that recommendation.
Hell yeah. Let's go. What time is it?
Game time. We love
That's
to
amazing.
See Game Time coming through for these Swifties.
I'm
exactly.
telling you.
That's their slogan. Last minute deals. Mm-hmm. They are the place to go to for these last minute tickets, last minute deals. If you guys are waiting for the last second to see Taylor, mm-hmm. right on the edge of your seat, maybe you're even outside the stadium.
So you could be waiting outside. You could be walking down the street. Yeah. Like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just get it. Let's just check game time and see what they got. Yep. We'll sit in the nosebleeds if we have to, and let's just go.
Yep.
I'm telling you, like it is just. It's an event that you don't want to miss, and if you miss it the first time and you have an opportunity to go again, just do it.
Yep.
Just make time. Try to do it.
And off that, if you have the opportunity to go, another question we got. Hi, Gia and Kelly. You ladies are amazing and bring a smile to my face every time I listen.
Oh,
my question is, should I buy a flight and go to Toronto to see the Eras Tour solo?
Ooh.
I have been a forever Taylor fan, fellow 1989 baby, and a diehard fan since 2020. I'm willing to spend more than my friends and just shoot my shot and go. What do you think? I feel like I would regret not trying. Thanks, ladies.
I will say this. Going to the show by yourself is not out of the ordinary. There are a lot of people that are going by themselves. A lot of people who kind of meet up and then sit in their own seats and do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have other friends that happen to be going or something like that, you can always like have dinner with them and then go sit in your seat. But if you're like straight up flying solo, trying to go, going to the concert, I say do it. Whatever.
Fuck yeah.
Man.
I mean, who's holding you back if you're going by yourself, you know?
Who cares? And you know, sometimes a solo trip is fucking awesome.
You don't have to deal with the stress of your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Do what you want. You get to the concert when you want to get there. Mm-hmm. You get in lines for whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about waiting for on your friends, whatever.
Yep.
I will say, I mean, just solely based off of our transportation issues.
Yes.
Just try to schedule and plan things out. I wouldn't say like 100% go on a whim, like, woo. Like,
yeah.
Make sure your Airbnb is in a safe area. Make mm-hmm. sure you're getting transportation safely.
Yes.
To and from the concert.
It's
because
you are
going to be by yourself and there's lots of crowds of people and stuff like that.
Yep, yep, yep.
But
and you never know. People take advantage of big situations
exactly.
like this. And people
and obviously,
who are alone.
All the Swifties, it's a great community. Yeah. Everyone will be there to help you out and stuff. But yep. You just always want better to be safe than sorry, but yeah, I feel like if there is a concert to go to by yourself, it's the Eras Tour for sure.
Absolutely.
Because you feel like you're by yourself. Like even with your, like when we go together, like obviously we have moments where we're like dancing together
totally.
And stuff, but like you're so in your own.
It's a solo experience
like
in the moment. And also too, like everyone is so excited around you. Like we were on both sides, like, you know, chit-chatty gal palling.
Totally,
and then, you know, it's like they didn't like know who we were.
Yeah.
It was just like, we just happen to like make
talking.
Friends around.
Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
talking. Everyone's like, you know, everyone's complimenting outfits. That's an easy way to start talking
totally.
To people. I love your outfit.
I love your outfit.
Oh my God, I love yours. Let's trade bracelets. Oh my God, where are you sitting? Oh my God, have you been before? Like, it's just, it is so easy. Everyone is so excited to be there. Everyone's willing to have conversations and have a good time. And it is like once you're there and you're, you know, in the stadium and everything, it's a very safe place.
Yeah.
Nothing you have to worry about.
Yeah.
I would say, definitely what you said about just making sure like wherever you're staying is a safe place and whatever. Leaving, I think, is the biggest thing. Like, just make sure that you have a plan for leaving, either not even like an Uber. I would say like a pre-scheduled car, rent a car maybe. Like, do something different than just like hoping to find
or do
Uber.
Like what you do with like the Uber code. Like, you have to give them a code before you get into the
car.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if people know this. I have been doing this for a long time now, but there is a setting in Uber. I think that for it's like they're rolling it out to happen more often without having to turn the setting on. Like, I've seen other people with it on being like,
yeah,
oh, it's
it happens
thing.
To me sometimes. Yeah,
right. So when you get into an Uber, there's a setting you can turn on that says like, use a code with my Uber driver. And so you get into the car and they can't leave or figure out your destination or anything until they get the code from you to make sure that you're getting in the right Uber and you're just, you know, going to the right place.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people will get
if
in.
If you don't
and
double
like,
check the name.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll get in. Also, never like, you know, when you open the door and you get an Uber, make sure they say your name first. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And so, but like, yeah, if I were to open the door on Uber, like, oh, Uber for Kelly, and they'd be like, yup, and it's not for me, then I'm trafficked.
Yeah, exactly.
it's like, you can't risk that. You can't risk that. So just be safe. But yes, I think I say go as well.
And
also maybe just bully one of your friends. Like,
maybe just check game time too. Oh yeah,
check
I know. I feel like you have to have one Swiftie friend. I mean, hey, maybe we'll come with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, what night are you trying to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe we'll show up. Maybe we'll show up. We got game time.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's worth seriously considering.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Well, fabulous. Oh, well, that was that was our spooky episode. Ooh, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, as always.
As always. Sometimes happy Halloweener.
Sometimes I get stuck in like phrases. Mm. I don't know if you notice this about me. I notice it about myself, and it like I hate it about myself. I'll start saying something, I'll say it once, and then I'll say it as like a part of everything. Like, ooh, as always, you know, we do this. And right, then I'll say right, as always 100 times, like in an episode, right, or like in real life. And as always took me over today. So not happy Halloween, as always.
Oh, damn.
Only for today. Only the today 31st is the
happy
October.
Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And then happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy almost Thanksgiving. And then, oh, by the way, almost
Merry
almost
Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy my birthday, yeah, almost. Oh. December 1st. No, nobody forget.
I will not.
It's a Sunday this year. Ew. Oh. I know.
Well, bummer. We can celebrate on our when we record on Monday.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. Yeah, after Thanksgiving is over. But as always, I'm saying it again.
As always.
Thank you guys for calling in and leaving really fun voicemails and sending us fun DMs. We love these segments. We love this part of it. Thank you also to everybody who continues to listen and download and subscribe and leave nice reviews and do all those kind things that we're constantly asking of
yes,
you. Which, you know, you guys give us the world. And so thank you so much. Thank you to Game Time. What time is it? Game Time. Thank you to DraftKings.
Yay!
And Bowl and Branch. And Bowl and Branch.
We love
you.
Oh,
we have a little Bowl and Branch event we're headed to.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, you guys will see it on our socials. You saw it yesterday.
Yep.
If you're listening now on the Thursday.
Speaking of that, it's kind of soon.
Yo, yeah, we got to go. Yeah. It's around the corner, though. Don't worry. And so, but yeah, thank you as always to everyone.
Love you guys.
Love you guys so much.